You're listening to Waters Church Podcast, where faith meets real life. We're one church, many locations, and one mission, to see lives changed by Jesus. No matter where you're listening from, you are a part of Waters Church family. Now, let's dive into today's message from our pastor.
When I met Pastor Tim at NRB, National Religious Broadcaster, the moment I met him, I said, "This is a man of God. I have the same heart. He has a heart for the lost. He has a heart for the church. He has a heart for discipleship. Let's talk." So we have been encouraged. I've been encouraged by him. I hope he has been encouraged by what we are doing in Iran, Iran Alive, through media, which he's a media guy, and he knows the power of media. I want to share a little bit about myself. You probably know, maybe not know, what God is doing in the Middle East, but there, we see the God that's working in the Middle East, the same God working here. So the basic principles of faith and faith in action is transferable. So as the persecuted church, like in Iran, as they need us, I believe we need them also to inspire us, to encourage us, to be an example of how you can be a bold witness for Christ. But let me share a little bit about myself. I was born in Iran as a Muslim, and I was pretty devout in my early years. But when I became a teenager, I said, "Hey, this doesn't make sense, memorizing these prayers and repeating them several times a day." I said, "I'm going to focus on science. I want to become a scientist. I want to go to the United States and get a PhD and do research." That was my vision, and I worked hard, and I was a good student. And 1979, I was on the streets of Tehran, and I was shouting, "Death to America and death to Shah." The picture is during those days. I remember those days on the streets. But I was about to come to the United States. So here I was shouting, "Death to America." In my heart, I was saying, "Not yet, please. I want to go. I want to go there." So I came to United States, Southern California, for graduate studies. And there, when I got interested, I said, maybe there is God and maybe I'm missing out. I'm going to be a good Muslim. Intending to be a good Muslim, I said, I'm going to study Quran one more time, and I'm going to dedicate my life to Islam, serving Islam. I read Quran. It didn't satisfy my soul. Where is God? How does he relate to my life? So I said, I'm an open-minded person. I'm going to read the Bible. I don't think I'm going to find anything new. You know, that intellectual idea of, oh, all religions are the same. Why do they fight? I'm going to read both, and I'm going to prove both are about the same. So with that mindset, I got a Bible and started reading, and I realized the more I studied, it's not the same as Islam and Quran. So after a few months of trying to put them together, I realized, no, they're light and day. And so I went to a church in downtown Los Angeles. That's where I heard a simple message of the gospel. Simple! Simple! You don't need to have a PhD to understand it. A child can understand it. Simple, but powerful, because that simple message changed my life. Transformed my life. And here I was, and healed my marriage. I was on the verge of divorce. He stopped the divorce procedures. So I got excited. I said, this message can solve personal problems, relational problems, marriage problems. It can even transform nations. And I felt something. I hope all of us feel that way. I am selfish if I keep that to myself. So even as an introvert, engineer type, nerd, I started sharing the gospel with others. I was more comfortable with books than people, but I forced myself to share the gospel. And I saw the power of the gospel. I remember one time I was evangelism explosion. I signed up, forced myself to go to people's homes to share the gospel. I remember one day I was sitting at somebody's front living room, and my mentor said, okay, it's your turn to share the gospel. It was the first time I was sharing the gospel. He was teaching me how to do it. First night, I'm sharing the gospel from outline that I learned in the class. So here I'm sitting in the living room. The person is there. I want to recite my lesson to my mentor. So I just look at the carpet and recite. Okay, this is how it goes. The gospel, first step, second step. I wasn't even looking at the person. I didn't care about the person. I cared about reciting my lesson so my mentor would be happy about me. Say, yeah, you did a good job. So here I was just sharing the simple message of the gospel, looking at the carpet and closing my eyes so I won't forget. And at the end of that presentation is an invitation. Now, do you want to receive Jesus tonight? And I said that looking at the carpet and I heard yes. What? Who said that? The person heard the gospel. It wasn't me, because I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to the carpet. And he got saved. Then I realized this is powerful. And I started sharing the gospel with others. One incident happened that really made my commitment to sharing the gospel. I was a new believer, and my younger brother, 16 years old, was arrested by the Iranian government on minor political charges. And he was in jail. I was a new believer. God, save him. God, he has to hear the gospel. They kept him for 2 years. And one day they told my mom, hey, we just killed him. Come and get his body. And you have to pay for the bullets that killed your son. So my mom got my brother's body. And then I heard and I was just, oh my gosh, what's happened? God, this world is full of injustice. What am I supposed to do as a Christian? I felt revenge. They killed my brother. I'm going to be an activist. I'm going to kill them. Then I realized, no, revenge. Revenge is mine. Remember? Oh yeah. So Lord, I just remember. I'm sorry. No revenge. Okay. But I hate them. I hate them. Oh yeah. I'm not supposed to hate. You're supposed to even love your enemies. So I'm sorry, Lord. I can't hate them. I'm just angry. Oh no. You can't be angry in your heart. You've already killed them in your heart. So what kind of faith is this, God? There is injustice and you just sit and you just do nothing. And Lord, can I at least cuss and curse a little bit so I can feel better? And no, you can't do that because you worship with your mouth. So I said, so what is God? This was like a 2-3 day of mourning. And I said, God, what is this? And I felt God speak and said, first of all, those who killed your brothers are not your enemies. They are victims in the hands of one enemy, Satan. Have love and compassion. That's why I have a love for Muslims. My message to the Muslims are not harsh. It's loving. And love has power. So I said, okay, I will do that. I will love Muslims and I will share the gospel. Because if one Muslim, one person comes to Christ, we know there is rejoicing in the courts of heaven, right? And if that's the case, then one person coming to Christ, probably there is mourning in the courts of hell and Satan. So he said, God, even though it's hard for me, I'm more comfortable with books than people, but I will do it. I will share the gospel. But if I have to do it, would you use my life to bring 1 million Muslims to Christ? Because you're big and I'm surrendering my life. You know what? I didn't know what I was talking about, but God is faithful. God used me to plant churches in Northern California. Many, many Muslims came to Christ. Not after 9/11, we said, we got to go to Iran. So we used satellite television to go over the heads of the mullahs into privacy of people's homes and tell them about the gospel. And that's so powerful. They hear it, they come to Christ. The Lord has been gracious. Can we have the picture of those satellite dishes in Iran? You know, the one shows all those little satellites on top of the buildings. Everybody has a satellite dish in Iran. It's very popular. It's not very popular in America. Fewer and fewer people watch satellite. But in Iran, that's the only connection they have to the outside world. The government cannot control it. They can control internet, but not the satellite dish. So that's going to people's homes for the last 25 years. We've seen an amazing move of God happening. Everybody has a satellite dish, and we have seen that the Lord is setting the captives free. Now, I want to share how Muslim captives are being set free, but it applies to your life and my life because it's the Bible. The spirit of Islam is the spirit of fear. But it's not just there, it's here too. We have our own fears. Especially when you want to share the gospel, you have your own fears. You will be ridiculed, maybe your job will be in danger. Maybe they laugh at you or reject you, feel a fear of rejection. But I feel that's changing in America. I feel there is a boldness coming in America for the gospel, and we need to catch that fire and add to that fire. After Charlie Kirk's assassination, we all feel there is a new spirit, and we have to catch it and ride that and enhance it. Don't let it die. We have the answer. So I want to, the number one I want to share, how to overcome fear. It is power. It is the power of the gospel. You know, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the fear, the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. The first anti-fear medicine is power. And I've seen that in action so much. You know, as an introvert shy, I was just fearful to talk to people. But when I realized it's not me, it's him, it's his power, I need just to talk and he will move, he will heal, he will set people free, it's not me, then I got bolder. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." The gospel, I'm not ashamed because it has the power. And I've seen, I'm seeing that power working in Iran. It's not me. I pray and people get healed. I don't know. Because he's faithful. I know it's not me. And I know it's not you. But what we need to know, what we need to have, is not be ashamed of the gospel. If you want to see the power of God work in you and through you, you should not be ashamed of the gospel. Sometimes they ask me, how come there's so many visions, dreams, and miracles in Iran but not here? I said, maybe because we are ashamed of the gospel here, that we don't see the power. Not being ashamed doesn't mean you have to be rude, but we have to be confident. You have to know that this message transforms lives. And the way you talk to people, not rude, but confident, that if you come to Christ, first I listen to people about the bad news in their lives. It could be personal, it could be marriage, it could be anything. Then I bring the good news. And I give them guarantee. I don't give them guarantee that you will be healed, but I give a guarantee you will be transformed. Your marriage will be healed. Your heart will be healed. Guaranteed. And by the way, not only you will be transformed today, it's not even today, tomorrow. You're going to receive Jesus today, and today is your day of transformation. And today is the day you receive the Holy Spirit. You know, God gives us two gifts. Sometimes we evangelicals, we just share the first gift. The first gift is the salvation. Very important. Save us from our sins. Give us a new life. Make us born again. All sins forgiven. You become a child of God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But don't forget, there is a second gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. So in evangelize, sharing the gospel, I use both. And I encourage you to do that. And I've seen much more result. What I mean is people are spiritually hungry for the Lord. They are hungry for supernatural. They're hungry for eternity. You know, the Bible says that God has put eternity in their hearts. So when you confidently say, today, you can experience the Holy Spirit in you. You can experience God in you today. That's powerful. That's hunger. And you can guarantee that because God is faithful. You can guarantee that somebody believing Jesus, Holy Spirit will fall on them today and they will know it and start a transformation in their heart. So being bold, and I want to share this video with you and one of the experiences I had and put it into a short film of the boldness God gave me at the moment to tell this lady. She was a very devout Muslim. She had served Islam for many years, but she was disappointed, disillusioned, and she attempted to commit suicide multiple times. She failed. So she goes to her mom, who had the advanced case of MS. Her mom was dying. She was in a living room. She couldn't move. She was lost her bodily functions. She was drooling. Goes to her mom and says, Mom, I'm going to kill myself. And if you don't allow me to do it at home, I will do it outside. Mom says, well, I'm going to die in a few months, so let's do it together. So let's watch that video, what happened that night.
حتی مثلا از سن 4-5 سالگی شروع کردم نماز رو یاد گرفتن و مثلا قبل از اینکه وارد مدرسه بشم سوره های قرآن رو حفظ میکردم دین هستن اینا خیلی شستشون مغزی ما رو میکردن و اگرم یه همچین چیزی میشنیدم خوشحال میشدم ولی همیشه به ما میگفتن حتی اگر یه مسیحی رو بکشیم وارد بهشت میشیم و برای همین بیشتر تلاش میکردم که قانونهای مذهب رو دقیق تر انجام بدم فکر میکردم وضوع اشتباه گرفتم دوباره هی میرفتم وضوع میگرفتم شاید این مثلا برای یه نماز 10 بار تکرار میشد که من میرفتم وضوع میگرفتم و برمیگشتم و مریضی روحی هم که گرفتم افسرده وحشتناکم بودم احساس کردم که هیچ وقت به خدا نرسیدم و مامانم تو حالت مرگ بود خیلی هم وابسته بودم به مامانم و گفتم که من خودم رو میکشم اگر اجازه ندید تو خونه این کار بکنم بیرون از خونه خود کشم
ولی تو جوونی تو آینده داری مامان جان
و گفتم باشه اگر دوست داری با هم خودکشی کنی
My brothers and sisters, I'm with you tonight. The Lord has a special message for you tonight. If you're hopeless, if you're oppressed, if you're planning to commit suicide, the Lord says stop. He has a hope and a future for you. If you're planning to kill yourself, stop and call me.
و برای نیم ساعت با کشان ما صحبت کرد. کاری که کردم انجام میدم و اگر تو بخوای پشیمون بشی من خودم تنها این کار میکنم. وقتی که رفتم توی اتاق دیدم مامانم داره دعای تو برو میکنه و خیلی عصبانی شدم
به من ندیو نه
چیش میکنه
نمیخوام با شرف بزنم بلانی دیگه نمیخوام قف کن بینم
چی داره
خدا فردینا
نمیخوام
لجبازی نکن
نمیخوام قف کن خجالت بکش خرمز مگه کیه بلان کن کشیش خرمز کیه
ولی شما گفتین اگه کسی
When I talked to her, she was cold.
بله, من پیدا
she was fighting, and she told me very proudly,
I'm going to kill myself, and your Jesus cannot do anything for me. After about an hour of argument with her, and I couldn't change her mind.
عیسی من به تو ایمان میارم.
You said it yourself. Allah has done nothing for you. Give Jesus just one chance. You can always kill yourself next week.
وقتی که این فکر اومد توی سرم، گفتم این بهترین راهی که یه بار دیگه تا آخرین لحظه مرگم به الله خدمت کنم.
She was thinking, okay, I pray, and next week, this time, Jesus had not done anything for me. I call live on the air, and I tell everybody, look, I tried Jesus for a week, and nothing has changed, and I'm going to kill myself tonight, and I will do it on the air.
و بعد از یک هفته که خودکشی میکنم حداقلش اینه که وقتی به حضور خدا میرم میگم آخرین کارم هم برای تو انجام دادم. فردا صبحش که از خواب بیدار شدم، ساعت نیمه شب بود که از خواب بیدار شدم، دیدم که مامانم خیلی راحت داره تو خونه راه میره و دیگه اونطوری نیست که تعادل نداشته باشه یا دستشو جایی بگیره. گفتم ما باید سریع بریم بیمارستان و وقتی که جوابو سریع گرفتیم دکتر گفتش که فقط میتونم بگم یه معجزه شده چون هیچ اثری از بیماری ام اس نیست.
چه جوری میشه؟ شما خودتون گفتین که اینشون ترمینال بود.
این فقط خانم یه معجزه است و به یه امام دعا کردین. شما کجا نشون دادین؟ خانم این شب یک معجزه است. این یک معجزه است.
ما اصلا به هیچ امامی دعا نکردیم، به عیسی مسیح دعا کردیم.
Praise the Lord. God gave me something at that time. You may not be able to use that in America. Try Jesus for 1 week. If it doesn't work, go ahead and kill yourself. So, but God, Jesus does that. Let me share a little bit of the rest of the story. This mother and daughter, we trained them as leaders, and they started sharing the gospel. So, you know, when you come to Christ in one way, and you think everybody has to come to Christ the same way. So from that day on, this is what they did. During the weeks, they would talk to people who were depressed and suicidal, invite them to their home that night when we had that live program, and they would feed them. After dinner, they would accidentally turn on the television to our channel and let them watch it. And at the end, they said, hey, why don't you try Jesus? And if it doesn't work, go ahead and kill yourself. So that was their way of evangelism. And every week, many came to Christ. They started planting house churches first in their city and then many, many other cities over the years. They became church planters. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It has the power to heal, to change lives, and bring people dedicated to Islam to dedicated to Jesus. When they come from darkness of Islam, actually, they become devout followers of Christ. You know, when you come from darkness, you appreciate the light even more. So these Muslims coming to Christ, they become amazing apostles, I call them, of Christ. Now, Second Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power. You know, fear stifles our spirit. There are two spirits, spirit of fear and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, there is no fear. So when you submit to fear, your Holy Spirit and your gifting and your spiritual power is just stifled. And God wants us to be free from our fear so the Holy Spirit can flow easily, touch people's lives, and even with signs and wonders. And number one, to get rid of spirit of fear, is power. Believe in the power of the gospel. Do you believe that? When you speak to people, can you confidently say, hey, I see your problem, which is love. I care for you. I see the bad news in your life, but Let me tell you, if you believe in Jesus, you're free to do it. I guarantee your life will be transformed. I guarantee. I know the Lord, but He will do it. He will change you today. He will heal your marriage, your relationship, your heart today. And by the way, do you want to experience God? If you believe in Jesus, you will experience God today. Today you will have your Holy Spirit in you and you will know it. Are you hungry for that? And many people who may have rejected organized religion, they're still hungry for spiritual things. So that's a good door to approach them. There is a spiritual life in us. We are not just religious, going to church, doing things. That's what they think. We have a life in us. We have a relationship with Jesus. We have a supernatural experience every day with Him. Do you want that? So that's the boldness. But with love is when you care for them. And boldness and love, power and love together is so powerful. First John talks about that perfect love casts out fear. I love that verse because the cast out is a spiritual warfare, which means when you love people, you're casting out demons, the demon of fear. That's what Jesus did, you know, the woman at the well. He did it multiple times. So when you start loving, loving means I care for you. Loving means I want to hear you. The first sign of love is to listen to people. I care for you, I listen to you, and I care for you. And I have somebody who loves you even more. Loving God, loving people, and sharing the love message has a spiritual power to set people free from demons, from Satan. So as we go out, power, believe in the power, believe in the power of love. Now I want to show you another clip. In this clip, a woman calls and she is full of fear. And during those few minutes I talked to her about my love for her, God's love for her, and see how she's transformed within a few minutes. And see the, remember the beginning and remember the end, and I will point that out to you. Let's watch the Rogge.
من مسلمون هستم و یک هفته در برنامه شما رو دارم میبینم و هفته پیش متأسفانه من خودکشی کردم و افسردگی بسیار شدید دارم، مشکلات مالی بسیار شدید دارم. بارها خواستم با خدا بشینم صحبت کنم ولی میترسیدم، احساس میکردم که یک بنده رانده شدم و بین دین خدا و بین دین مسیح گیر کردم. فقط میخواستم نجات پیدا کنم. حالا
رقیه جان، خداوند تو رو به این لحظه آورده تا تو رو نجات بده. امشب اولا میخوام اینو بدونی، قبول کردن مسیح رد کردن خدا نیست، اتفاقا قبول کردن خداست. همون خدای یکتایی که باور داری همونه که اومده تو رو نجات بده. نترس، روح ترس از خدا نیست، خدا باباته و امشب میخواد دختر خودش رو در آغوش بگیره. امشب میخواد اشکاتو پاک کنه، امشب میخواد زندگی تازه بهت بده. میخوای امشب تولد تازه پیدا کنی؟ میخوای؟ اگر آمادش هستی با من دعا کن. آماده هستی؟ با من دعا کن. این جملاتو از ته قلب بگو، به خود خدا بگو من هدایتت میکنم. بگو خداوندا میدونم من رو دوست داری. بگو با صدای بلند بگو من هم تو رو دوست دارم. بیا و امشب من رو نجات بده.
خدایا به خوده من به قلب من بیا و نجات بده.
تو رو شکر میکنم به خاطر من آمدی.
ممنونم، شکر میکنم سپاس که من از این رو بیره اومدی،
گناهان من رو بخشیدی،
قلبم به زندگیم به وجودم به همه امور رو دارم دارت میکنم.
از امشب آمین. بگو از امشب دختر تو هستم و تو پدر من.
خدا تو پدر منی، من دخترتم، ضعیفم.
آمین. آمین آمین. تو رو شکر میکنم من رو پذیرفتی، گذشته من رو پاک کردی.
خدا بیاد ممنونم گذاشتم و پاک کردی. سپاس. شکر میکنم
و شکر میکنم برای آینده روشنی که در تو دارم.
شکر میکنم بابت آینده روشنی که تو برام داری.
عیسی مسیح مرا عوض کن.
عیسی مسیح من عوض کنی
به نام عیسی مسیح. آمین آمین هللویا. تو چون خواستی امشب دختر خود. آمین. یک کتاب مقدس برات میفرستیم، بخون و مثل یه بچه بخور و بذار رشد کنی. تموم شد، دیروز تو تموم شد، دیشب تو تموم شد، روز تازه‌ای تو زندگیت شروع شده و این روز با بابات. دیگه تنها نیستی، دیگه بیکس نیستی، خداوند پدرت باهات هست. مأموریتت یادت نره، آنچه که امشب گرفتی مال دیگران هم هست عزیزی.
Praise the Lord. Did you notice she was crying in the beginning of the video and she was crying at the end of the video, but two different kinds of cry. Cry out of desperation and depression, the cry in the beginning, and the end was cry out of joy. She had met Jesus. And the Spirit, Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, just falls on people. If we ask, if we invite people to do that. The number three of being against the spirit of fear is what? Power, love, and sound mind. Sound mind means to have the mind of Christ. Jesus says, I don't do anything until I see what Father is doing. I don't say anything until I hear Father is saying. So sound mind is it's having the mind of Christ, having the heart of Christ. And it's to be aware of what God is doing. When we evangelize people, look for where God has worked in their lives and where God is working in their lives. That's a really good key to share the gospel. Because God is working in people's lives, you just have to find out. Many times with Muslims, I say, have you had a dream? Very often they say, yes. Have you had a dream you didn't know what it means? Yeah. Well, God has sometimes given me the meaning of dreams. That has helped me share the gospel with many, many Muslims. So kind of where is God working in their lives? And internationally, in mission mind, where is God working in the world? And I want to share with you, it's an amazing time of God's work in among Muslims, starting in Iran. You may have heard about the revival in Iran. Iran as a nation has rejected Islam. Islam has experienced its greatest defeat in its history in Iran today. According to the government of Iran, 2/3 of mosques are being closed. Out of 75,000, 50,000. Because nobody goes there. People of Iran are done with Islam. And the simplest message of the gospel that we shared, they come to Christ. It's a most open mission field in the world right now. And people say, where do you see Iran go? I said, well, Iran will be a Christian nation, of course. They said, are you crazy? Just Google it. It's 98% Muslim. I said, no, it's not. There was a recent survey that showed less than 1/3 of Iranians say we believe in Islam. Islam, Iran is not an Islamic nation. The government is Islamic, but not people. And when I tell them Iran will be a Christian nation, I said, where did you get that idea? I said, well, I have to confess, I stole that idea. It's not mine. Where did you steal it from? I stole it from the Lord in Jeremiah 49:38. Because he says, he promises, Jeremiah 49:38, he says, I will set my throne in Elam, which is completely inside the land of Iran. By the way, I have expanded on those prophecies and other prophecies in my book. I have a few copies there. And the first part is my testimony. Second part is the study of the prophecies. And the last part is a plan to transform Iran. By God's grace, we have been working in Iran. We have thousands coming to Christ, over 120,000 that we know who called us and prayed with us to receive Christ, even though it's dangerous and it's hard to call us. And every month we have over 1,200 Muslims calling us and praying with us to receive Christ. But we are not just in the matter of, okay, they come to Christ. Just like your church, just like Pastor Tim. Salvation is just the beginning. Now you have to disciple. Now you have to train them. Let them go out and expand the kingdom of God. And we have been doing that. We have an online school with over 4,700 students. And we cannot really take care of them. And we need help to just disciple these people. God has used Iran Alive for over 25 years to bring a major change in Iran. And humbly, by God's grace, we are positioned, Iran Alive is positioned to have a movement in Iran. Why do I say that? We have several hundred thousand people who have come to Christ connected to us. We have the tool, satellite, going to people's home. They love us, they trust us, and we are positioned to equip several hundred thousand Christians hungry and teach them how to share the gospel and how to disciple. We are positioned to make history. And I personally, I pray, God, bring history makers. Bring those who are ready to make change in this world. Make history in Iran. And let us work together to change the history and the direction of the history, the destiny of Iran and the Middle East. We can do it. We can do it. Because once Iran is saved, it will naturally impact the whole Middle East and even the world. That's what setting his throne it means, right? It will happen. And it's happening. Iranians coming to Christ, they're so bold. They're not afraid of dying for Jesus. I talk to them and I'm amazed. Said Jesus, one of them said, aren't you afraid to die for Jesus? He said, I was dead and Jesus made me alive. So I was already dead. And I asked one woman, when you go on the streets, one of our leaders, they arrest you. They will, well, they torture, of course, to get names. And they put you in jail, maybe executed. But for women, they may rape you. You know what she said? She said, when I gave my life to Jesus, I said, Jesus, I'm ready to die for you. And being raped is a part of that prayer. I'm ready to die for you. Being raped is a part of dying for Jesus. Holy Spirit is raising up army around the world and in America too. Are you one of them? I want to pray. I want to ask Brother Shah. He's an evangelist. He has shared the gospel around the world. And in England, which is harder than America, he has led many people to Christ, planted churches. And I want to give you a chance. If you want to make sure you know Jesus, and let me practice on you. If you come to Jesus today, your life will be transformed. And you will receive the Holy Spirit today, now. So be ready. If you don't know about your relationship with Christ, if you don't know if you're saved or not, he's going to pray for you.
Amen, amen, amen. God is good. God is good all the time. Amen. Once again, God is good. And all the time, amen. I was Muslim too. I came from very devout Muslim background. I memorized most part of Quran when I was age 13. I finished my degree in survey engineer. I left Iran because of political problem. I came to England 2008. And person approached me and said, do you know Jesus loves you? And I said, it's me? And by that point, I was drinking, I was depressed, I was lonely. And Islam teach you, if you do good, God loves you. If you do bad, God hates you. So I said, why Jesus should love me in such a mess I am? And he said, Jesus loves you as you are. You can come to him no matter what is past, what's your presence. He He will wash you, clean you, change your life. And He will set you free from prison. He will give you new life. That gospel was so good. I went to church during the worship setting. Even I was laughing at Christianity because I thought they are mad, they are crazy, they were jumping, dancing. All of my experience in the mosque, being strict, afraid of that God who want to punish you. The Holy Spirit, presence of God came and touched me. When I saw that the scripture say, Jesus is Prince of Peace. And the presence of God was so strong, I saw shaking in my place. Fire of Holy Spirit fall on me. And I got set free from depression, loneliness, from darkness of Islam. He set me free to introduce me to Daddy God. And my sin was forgiven because I accepted Christ in my life. I confess in my heart and my mouth, Jesus is the Lord. He died on the cross. He rose after 3 days. His blood shed for my sin and for all our sins. And that simple gospel, Dr. Hormoz was keep telling, we need to preach. Many people, they say, oh gosh, this happened in England, this happened in Europe. It's true. But the same city, because one person led me to Christ, me and our team, we led 1,000 Muslims to Christ. We baptized them because we saw the same gospel set me free is setting other people free as well. Amen. That is our invitation for your city, for America. Amen. It's easy to say what we don't have, but just look the good part before the prayer. You know, early church, they have a 500 believers. They saw 3,000 people came to Christ and 5,000. Imagine 3,000 or 5,000 compared to rest of the world. How many believers right now we have? We have more than 1 billion born again in the world. And we have more than 70 million born again in America. So why we are exalting dark time or dark place? We can't do that. It's far away. And instead of coming back, the gospel, power of Holy Spirit, power of God. Amen. Today, I saw this amazing lady who was pregnant. She was sharing the, you know, singing here. You know, 3-4 months ago, recently in Iran, one woman, she was pregnant with the two other, like a house church member. They were arrested. Altogether, they put them in prison for 17 years. Just attending. You know that lady baptized this amazing people over there? If you do that in Iran, if someone catch you, you go 10 years for prison. And I have one Farsi Bible I want to hand over to someone. In case you see some Iranian, you can share the gospel. Carrying a Bible in your hand or giving to someone, you go to prison for more than 5 years in Iran. And then gathering like this is impossible because we don't have a church building inside Iran. We gather 2 or 3. So let's be grateful what we have in America. Amen. Let's be grateful for your pastor. Grateful for your leadership. Grateful for this building. Grateful for our cars. Grateful we have a many translation of the Bible. Amen. So would you stand it up? And I want to first, before I pray for you, you pray for your church and be grateful heart. God, thank you for my neighbor. Thank you for my pastor. Thank you for the amazing worship band. Be grateful. Amen. And we're going to pray together for Holy Spirit, for salvation and for the baptism of Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you for the freedom we have. We thank you we can baptize people in openness. God, we thank you we can sing and worship and nobody can arrest us. Father, we thank you for a Bible, a different translation. Father, we thank you for a church we can attend. Father, we thank you. You've given us the leaders, pastors. We can speak to them. We can go to house church. Mentors you've given to us, God. For 1,000 churches in America, for online ministry, in-person ministry. Father, I'm so thankful.
Thank you for 1 billion Christians in the world. Thank you, God. All the prophet is dead. Muhammad is dead. David is dead. Moses is dead. But Jesus is alive. You will come back, Jesus, victorious. We read the revelation, God. We read your words. You are the one conquer the world. Father, we're so grateful. Jesus, we thank you. You died on the cross. You shed your blood to set us free. To anyone want to give your life, you can raise your hands. Today you can receive Christ as a personal Savior. And you can have a relationship with Daddy God. He will wash you. He will set you free. And He will transform you. Because He did for all of us. And Father, we want to pray for a gift of Holy Spirit, as Dr. Hormuz mentioned, as a word of God. Would you please answer our hunger, baptize us with the Holy Spirit, and set us free from every spirit of fear. If we pray for Boston, Massachusetts, we pray for all of this area. When we going out, give us person in front of us. We can say to them, Jesus loves you. We can say to them in their dark world, Jesus have a good news. So Father, would you bring your presence, your glory in upon all of us. Baptize us again. Fill us again with your Holy Spirit. We welcome you. And we bind every spirit of fear in every person. And we command to live from our mind, from our hearts, from our children. We dedicate our life, our children to your hands. We ask for their salvation and the next generation. For your glory we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to Waters Church Podcast. To learn more, connect with us, or to visit a campus near you, head over to waterschurch.org. We can't wait to see what God will do in your life this week. And join us again next week for more life-changing messages from Waters Church.